Observational angiographic study of the anatomical variations of the left internal mammary artery and its surgical significance. Coronary artery bypass grafting is a surgical revascularization of the ischemic myocardium with native conduits such as internal mammary artery, radial artery and saphenous vein grafts, among which internal mammary artery is resistant to atherosclerosis and has excellent long-term patency rate of 95% at 10 years. Usually, lima arises from the first part of subclavian artery opposite the thyrocervical trunk. There can be various anatomical variations in the origin type, including ectopic or common origin with other arteries, or in the course of the lima with several different large side branches and termination as either bifurcation or trifurcation. Knowledge of these anatomical variations, albeit few, become surgically significant at the time of internal mammary artery harvest and prevention of recurrence of angina after surgery. The objective of the study was to study the presence and incidence of anatomical variation of the left internal mammary artery by angiogram and to analyze its surgical significance. Materials and methods. We studied the internal mammary artery on the left side by angiography in 500 patients who had undergone coronary angiogram for coronary artery disease, followed by which for they have undergone coronary artery bypass surgery. Anatomical variations of the site and type of origin, nature of course, site and type of termination, and large side branches were evaluated in all cases. Among the 500 cases evaluated in this study, 77% were male and 23% were female, 115 out of 500, and 63% of them were hypertensive and 34% were chronic smokers. We had encountered a total of about 30% or anatomical variations of lima in our study, that is 150 patients out of 500 had anatomical variations. Among the 115 female patients in the study, 54.78% had lima anatomical variations. Out of the 150 patients with the lima abnormalities, 85.33%, that is 128 patients, were hypertensive. 96% of the cases had an independent origin of lima from the subclavian artery, and 99.2% cases the lima originated from first part of the subclavian artery. 13% of the patients had a tortuous course, which included kinks, loops and coils, among which 61.5% had kinks. All patients had a level of course of termination at 6th intercostal space or 6th rib. 99.8% cases had bifurcation at the termination, with the exception of one case where it was a trifurcation at termination. 12% of the cases had a large side branch in the form of lateral costal branch. Conclusion. Our study shows that during coronary angiography, if significant coronary artery disease is identified, angiography of the lima should be performed. This imaging will help in identification of surgically significant anatomical variations of the lima. Surgical strategy can be modified for a safer lima harvest with prior knowledge of the anatomy.